You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the latest theatrical news. And I've got something so exciting to talk to you about this week, because it has just been announced that for one night only, Broadway legends Jeremy Jordan and Laura Osnes are going to be reuniting for a concert production of none other than the cult favourite Bonnie and Clyde. And it'll be happening right here in the West End.
No need to rush, everybody gets our autographs. Hell of a ride, I'll be the words on our epitaphs. Living legends, that's what we will be. And that's okay.
It's been a decade since the show opened on Broadway, starring Jeremy Jordan and Laura Osnes as the title characters. And as the title suggests, it's a musical all about the famous outlaws Bonnie Parker and Clyde Barrow, with the story tracing the two of them meeting and falling in love right up until their eventual death. I would say spoiler alert, but A, it's literally how the show starts, and B, well, it's history, right? And while the 2011 Broadway production did get mixed reviews, it was still nominated for two Tony Awards, one for Best Leading Actress for Laura Osnes and the other for Best Original Score for Frank Wildhorn and Don Black, who we'll come on to in a minute. And as I've said, it's become a real cult classic. It's one of those shows that if you want to show that you're a real musical theatre fan, you kind of drop it into conversation nonchalantly, because not everyone knows it. It's not particularly mainstream. But when you listen to the music of it, it really does genuinely win people over. And I, for one, love the mix of genres that are seen in this show. There's a bit of rockabilly, blues, gospel music, all tied up together with a nice musical theatre bow. In fact, there's a link here in the post to a playlist of the Broadway cast recording if you want to give it a listen for yourself. And as I said, the score was written by Frank Wildhorn with lyrics by Don Black. And I cannot express my love for Frank Wildhorn enough. He really is one of my favourite musical theatre composers and isn't anywhere near as well known as he should be. He's probably most famous for writing the music for Jekyll and Hyde, which any regular Showtime listeners will know is one of my all-time favourite musicals. But he's also behind shows like The Scarlet Pimpernel and Dracula and The Civil War and Wonderland. Like, a lot of shows that maybe haven't been as successful or mainstream as they perhaps deserve to be. But my goodness, I can say in both my professional and personal opinion that Frank Wildhorn is worth knowing about. And the news that Bonnie and Clyde is back has sent me down a real Frank Wildhorn rabbit hole. And you know what? I regret nothing. His music is great. And then, as I said, lyrics by Don Black as well for this show. And I mean, you really can't go wrong with Don Black. He's worked with the likes of Andrew Lloyd Webber and Meatloaf and Michael Jackson. He wrote Bond themes like Diamonds Are Forever and The Man with the Golden Gun. Not to mention the fact he literally has an OBE for services to music and has been inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. So trust me when I say that the music they've created together for Bonnie and Clyde is pretty good, to say the least. And yeah, you can give the cast recording a listen yourself via the link here in the post. And you can also find the link to get tickets for the concert production of the show that will be happening in London next year. It's produced by Fourth Wall Live, and it'll see Jeremy Jordan and Laura Osnes reunite in Bonnie and Clyde and once again step into these characters for one night only on Tuesday the 18th of January next year at the newly refurbished Theatre Royal Drury Lane. Tickets go on general sale on Friday the 30th of July at 10 a.m. and you can find all the relevant information via the link here in the post. Really, though, this is such a unique opportunity to see a show captured like never before. So you definitely don't want to miss out on it. And on that note, I will say goodbye for now. Of course, I'll be back again next Sunday evening with a brand new spotlight on at 7 p.m. So come back then to find out exactly what's going on in the world of musical theatre. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.